Cinco to Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Guess we're not doing my AI entrances anymore. Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. I did it, folks. I spent 6 days of this show not hearing a single sentence Tommy Lugauer subject you to Cinco de Five-O, so we're back with the good ones now, okay?
You didn't listen to any Cincos from Tommy?
Lugie!
Didn't want to be deterred, didn't want to be angered, didn't want to deal with anything, so I have no idea what he did.
I did a good job.
Sure. I'm sure he did a halfway decent job.
Well, yeah. I think he did better than halfway. I think he did a very good job.
Well, look, when you're the future and it looks a lot like Andujar with the Yankees, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is why I'm the future.
Wow. All right. So I'm going to give you, in my opinion, the 5 worst losses of the Mets so far this season.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Their loss of dignity, which happened on Hello Kitty Day, marking what must have been the team's first sellout since opening day. And by doing a Hello Kitty Day, they drew more people than 2 number retirements this year. So loss of dignity, number 5.
Oh, God. I wish I could retort this, but it is true that the Mets drew better for Hello Kitty Bobblehead Day than they did for Doc and Darryl Day. So it is a fact. So my response will just simply be, touche, sir.
5 worst losses of the Mets season so far. Here we go.
Number 4.
So if number 5 was their loss of dignity, number 4 is the rally pimp. He peaked too early. Cool, unique figure that unfortunately has been upstaged by Grimace and many multiple different gimmicks now that I've lost track of, including apparently furries. So big, big loss. The rally pimp could have been a really cool gimmick.
I don't think the furries were anything to do with rallying.
It's been multiple
the
series now.
Yeah, but it's just they're just around.
Yeah, I would.
They're a gimmick.
I wouldn't count that.
Nobody's championing them.
No one connected to it. In fact, most people listening right now probably have no idea about it.
Right.
The rally pimp had great potential. And I thought Andy Martino led to the legend of the rally pimp, because remember, when the rally pimp shows up, Andy came out, very strong opinion about, hey, this is wrong, we shouldn't be glorifying pimps. The guy then responds by saying, I'm not a pimp. Like, no one's glorifying pimps. But I thought Andy mentioning it made him more of a pimp than he actually was.
Right. What's wrong with the age-old profession of pimping?
You got to talk to Andy about that.
Yeah, talk to him. But if the pimp appeared in June for the first time, rally pimp would have lived on. He was a loss. Now, we don't really
Timing is everything in life.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
It's Pete Alonso in the Home Run Derby last night. And I'm actually going to credit you, Evan, and Met fans. They are the last fan base. You guys are the last fan base that actually cares about who wins the event. And there's something cool about that. But for Pete Alonso to flop like that after the Met fans hyped up the whole day about the Home Run Derby.
It was the pitcher.
It's a disappointing loss.
So I don't have enough time to find the old tweet, but I have a feeling I can find an old tweet within 5 minutes that proves you're a hypocrite.
Okay.
And really what I'm looking for is Sean celebrating Joe Harris in the 3-point shootout. Because I'm pretty sure he did it.
I probably don't
want to hear any Wahoo hate over there, Evan.
I loved Joe Harris.
I'm not hating Joe. I'm just showing he's a hit.
Until I saw him in the playoffs.
No, that's fair.
Yes.
So you probably enjoy Joe Harris in a 3-point contest, yet you're mocking Met fans with...
Here's proof, and Lugie, you back me up. I was yesterday's day old when I knew Aaron Judge even participated in a Home Run Derby once.
Really? You didn't even remember that?
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope. All right, here we go.
He won.
Number 2.
I did not know that either.
He was epic.
I thought Tino in 97 was the last Yankee to win.
No, Aaron Judge won epically.
I don't remember
that. And it was, like, dominant.
I bet your most Yankee fans don't know that.
And then he dropped. Oh, I guarantee you
No, Met fans care about the stuff.
Here's what I need to find, and I need work on this.
He dropped the mic on it.
I'll try to find this before the end of the show. I'm pretty sure I can also find a tweet of him complimenting Aaron Judge for winning the Home Run Derby.
You won't. You won't.
You guarantee that?
Guarantee it.
Because he deleted it?
No, I don't delete tweets.
He doesn't delete tweets.
My name doesn't rhyme with Shmami Moomauer. I don't delete tweets.
Yeah, Tommy's accused of deleting a tweet.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
What are we up to?
Number 1.
No, I didn't do number 2. The 5 worst losses of the Mets so far this season. Francisco Alvarez's injury in L.A. on April 19th.
100%.
Mets had started to play well. 6 weeks of chaos and losses without him. You can't help but wonder if the Mets are actually in a comfortable playoff position and he never gotten hurt.
The Mets have had injuries this season, significant ones. Starling Marte recently. Kodai Senga, obviously, all year. It appears like he's on his way back. Edwin Diaz. There has been no more impactful an injury than losing Francisco Alvarez, and the win-loss record tells it all.
All right, and number 1.
Number 1.
The worst Met loss of the year actually happened preseason. It happened when the Yankees traded for Juan Soto, in many ways effectively ending the Mets' pursuit and chances of signing him, as deep down the fans know. They got no shot versus Hal's Big Bucks. Hope everybody's enjoyed that first half of the year. Enjoy that September schedule. Take care, everyone.